5 smoking hot San Francisco restaurants that went down in flames. Everybody knows San Francisco is one of the great food towns in the world. Tourists and foodies alike enjoy trying new food and new restaurants every day in the city. So it's a really big deal when a restaurant is toast of the town. Here are 5 historical San Francisco restaurants that were at one time smoking hot and eventually went down in flames. Donatelli's Pasta Dream was located on a quiet street in North Beach. There wasn't even any parking, so people just took a cab or just walked over from the neighborhood. The place was famous for their gobble ghoul and provolone sandwiches served with a side of vinegar peppers. It was a favorite restaurant of West Coast mob boss Carmine Kneecaps Sermianetta. It was also the site of his last meal. In 1957, he was gunned down outside the restaurant. After that, business slowly dropped off over the years, and in 1965, Donatelli's Pasta Dream closed for good. Sunrise in the Sunset. Well known for their whole wheat flapjacks and giant omelets, Sunrise in the Sunset was a local favorite in the Sunset District for many years. Jasper Sonny Jack Coleman was the man responsible for the popularity of their robust breakfast menu. It all came to a close during the 1970 egg riots. Militant foodies marched through the streets past the restaurant, chanting, "Sonny Jack, take it back." Their goal was to stop the mistreatment of poultry in commercial farming operations. To make their point, they threw raw eggs at the restaurant, surrounding cars, and even patrons. After a while, Sonny Jack got fed up, packed up his spatula, and retired to Costa Rica. Lombard Louis. Lombard Louis was located in Russian Hill, one of the original 7 hills of San Francisco. They had a unique gimmick. They were located at the bottom of Lombard Street, and tourists would order their food by speaking into a makeshift speaker at the top of the hill. By the time they got to the bottom, their order was ready. Historians often point to it as one of the very first drive-thrus in America. It was so successful, Louis opened several other theme restaurants around the city. Golden Gate Louis was one of his concepts, where people driving over the Golden Gate Bridge could order their food in Marin, and by the time they got to the first stoplight in the city, it was ready. He also started Cow Hollow Harry's, which was geared to the yuppie community in the Cow Hollow neighborhood. The yuppies ordered their food at one end of Cow Hollow neighborhood and began pushing their kids in overpriced European strollers through the neighborhood, and by the time they got to the other end, their food was ready. All of Louis' restaurants continued to be successful. Unfortunately, the company went under due to family political battles in the 1980s. Barca. Barca was located in the Embarcadero, which is situated near the financial district, and they catered to the companies and corporations in that neighborhood. Established during the dot-com boom of the go-go years of the late 1990s, Barca was famous for lavish desserts. Their best-selling dessert was called the Silicon Volcano. It was a volcano made of various kinds of chocolate. Your waiter lit the volcano at the top, and it began with a flurry of sparklers shooting sparks into the air. The restaurant staff led you and the surrounding tables in a countdown. 3, 2, 1. The volcano erupted into a shower of crisp $100 bills, and many Apple stock certificates that parachuted down onto the surrounding tables. One of the most interesting stories about formerly hot San Francisco restaurants that eventually went out of business is the mysterious Five Winds Cafe in Chinatown. Five Winds was one of the hottest restaurants in the entire city in the decades following World War II. Located in a back alley off of Clay Street, Five Winds featured their famous mooncakes and Xiaobing, a kind of pastry. But the most famous part of Five Winds Cafe was their amazing fortune cookie fortunes. People were amazed at how accurate the cookie fortunes were and returned many times just to get another unbelievable fortune cookie. Here's how it worked. Waiters would carefully listen to the conversations at their tables. Then they would relay that information to a special fortune cookie team working in the back. The fortune cookie team would create custom fortunes that reflected the comments made by the people at the tables and put those fortunes inside the cookies. For example, if a customer said, "I had a great interview at Wells Fargo Financial Services. I hope I get the job." They would get a fortune inside the cookie that said, "You will be very successful in your new job at Wells Fargo Financial Services." As unlikely as it is that this would happen, people accepted it, and in fact, they loved it. And Five Winds was famous for their accurate fortunes, and in the process, they got rich. Now, this ruse worked for many years until the police got word of the system. A disgruntled employee tipped them off, and they burst into the back room of Five Winds during a busy Sunday in 1973. They busted the phony fortune cookie operation and confiscated a mimeograph machine and 250 boxes of fortune cookie paper. The restaurant was shut down during the length of the investigation, and they never opened again. So there you have it. Five formerly smoking hot restaurants in San Francisco that eventually flamed out.